broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
All I said was this, and I'm responding to what constituents write me about, and they're
looking. Okay, they've had so much trouble because they've been getting like these.
For some time, I've had a growing conviction that Congress is not operating as it should.
I'm waiting at the desk and finally some van bombs.
A little bit loose,
and that's just the way it is.
Famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And I'll tell you what, this is a show where truth is our bitch, a Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass and grass, your ass. Look at the news and at the issues, and maybe at the way you see news and issues. And welcome to our program. Yesterday was President's Day. We made what I think was a mistake, and I'm not blaming my producers. I'm not blaming my crew. I shouldn't have taken yesterday off. I thought, well, it's President's Day. It's going to be a weekend day. People will be at the beach. People will be fishing. People will be hunting. People will be hang gliding. People will be hot air ballooning. And everybody was at work. So there are really only three or four holidays where people really treat them like weekend days. We know what they are. The Memorial Day, Labor Day, the 4th of July, and one other one that I can't think of right now. Whatever it is, bud.
Maybe Flag Day or a deal like that, but I don't know about Presidential Day because nobody even knows what it's about.
Well, gee, I guess maybe the name is kind of... All right, President's Day, 877-876-PHIL. Our website is philhendryshow.com, and you can visit us over there, and you can watch the show right now. Right this very moment, you can watch us performing the show, as well as listen to the live streaming audio, as well as find an affiliate list there of all of the affiliates that we have across the country. And do it now, man. Do it, baby, because... Oh, by the way, news on our redesign to come up in the program this evening. It's getting very close. We're going to have a news feed on our website. It's going to be a beautiful thing. So it's philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Coming up tonight, in fact, this hour, we're going to have with us Mr. Roland Schwind. He is with an organization called Americans Plus, which is a group of Americans who are plus size, heavy set, overweight, if you will, Americans. Paying a great deal of attention with much curiosity to a story that broke today. Kevin Smith, the film director, the director of Mallrats, Clerks, Chasing Amy. Kevin Smith was told by Southwest Airlines that he's too fat to fly. And so we're going to be looking into that story this hour. Also coming up tonight, a doctor has sex with his patient and bills her health insurance for it. I'm not kidding. And Family Guy mocks Sarah Palin's mentally disabled kid. I'm not kidding. But then you probably know that I'm not kidding. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. In a moment, we will have with us Roland Schwind from Americans Plus. But first off, film director Kevin Smith says on his Twitter page that he's been kicked off of an airline because he was too fat to fly. Now, he's probably gained a little bit of weight. I was actually sitting behind Kevin Smith on a flight going to Aspen, Colorado about 4 or 5 years ago, and he was a normal-sized guy. He had his daughter with him or one of his children with him, and he didn't seem too large. But I guess he's gotten bigger as the years have gone by. The incident occurred on Saturday after he boarded a Southwest Airlines flight to Burbank from Oakland, California. Smith was seated but was eventually tossed for the flight. The director and actor says the pilot ejected him from a Southwest Airlines flight because saying he didn't fit properly in a single seat, but Smith believes it's because the pilot didn't like one of his movies. Smith raised a stink about the incident on his Twitter page, saying, "I'm way fat, but I'm not there just yet. And if you look like me, you may be ejected from Southwest Airlines." Southwest says its customer of size policy requires travelers must be able to fit safely and comfortably in one seat or make other arrangements. After a storm of angry online comments from Smith and his fans, the airline issued an apology first from its own Twitter account and later in a statement on its website titled "Not So Silent Bob," a jovial jab at the Silent Bob character Smith plays in many of his films. Said the statement from Southwest Airlines, "We'd like to echo our tweets and again offer our heartfelt apologies to you." The airline said it also accommodated Smith on a later flight, gave him a $100 voucher, and apologized. "You guys screwed up, Southwest. Why is it so hard to own up to that? Now I'm going to carry this too fat to fly crap around like herpes for the rest of my life, and it was never even true." And that's why, see, he said it was probably because the pilot didn't like his movie. Here is Kevin Smith on his podcast today.
"I did not for a single second think what was coming because it was beyond my comprehension. You know what I'm saying? Again, I know I'm fat, but I'm not that fat. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's fat and there's fat. There are people who are fat like me, but double wide like me.
But we also fly all the time. We fly almost
there on one
weekly
seat. So Suzanne leans down and goes, "Mr. Smith, we got a problem." I said, "What is it?" And she goes, "The captain says that you can't sit here." That's when it starts dawning on me.
Oh my!
And I go, "Oh, why?" And she goes, "Well, no, it's a safety issue, a security measure." And I said, "What? Wait, safety, security? What are you talking about?" So I'm like, "What do you? I mean, but ma'am, I'm fine. I'm sitting down." She's like, "Well, it's just if you can't lower the armrests, then we can't let you." You know what she wanted to say was, "You're too fat. You have to buy two seats, but this plane's too full, so you can't buy two seats. So you're going to have to go."
All right, let's get Roland Schwinn on here. That was the podcast there with Kevin Smith today. I don't know who the woman was. Do you know Mr. Schwinn?
Yeah, so I believe that was his wife, but I can't be sure. And again, we are neutral. You know, we're not in this fight because we're necessarily Kevin Smith fans. We're in this fight because Americans Plus is an organization that represents a fair number of Americans. Our organization is growing in terms of membership every day, and we're asking that heavyset people, heavy, overweight, even morbidly obese people be treated as human beings like everyone else.
Do you think that Kevin Smith was treated unfairly?
We think the policy is unfair. If the policy is that Mr. Smith needed to buy two seats because of his size, the policy is in place simply because Southwest Airlines is not getting a maximum bang for its dollar. If Mr. Smith is too big for these seats, Southwest Airlines can do one of a great many things. They can re-engineer the seating arrangement or reconfigure the seating arrangement in their aircraft. Southwest Airlines, you know, can allow Mr. Smith to sit in two seats if he so chooses. But the answer is not, in our opinion, the answer is not in making him buy another ticket, because that's simply a financial advantage and gain that Southwest wants to take advantage of. It has nothing to do with safety. And so we would have to say in this particular instance that we agree with Mr. Smith. We don't think that he should have had to purchase another ticket. We agree with his standing his ground on this. And I think that more and more people who are of plus size, people with extra girth, they're seeing the light on this and they're refusing this and standing our ground, you know.
It was one of these things where fat people, if you'll pardon the expression.
We don't have a problem with the word fat, Bill. We don't have a problem with the term obese. What we do have a problem with is the treatment that we receive, the unequal, inequitable treatment we see from public accommodations all the way, from airlines all the way down to hotels.
All right. Do you think that this has gone on because overweight people, fat people, are a little sheepish about protesting? If somebody says to you, and you're fat, you got to buy two seats, pal, because you're too big, they go ahead and they pay the money.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
They go ahead, they don't want to cause a problem.
Absolutely. There's no question that we have been, as a people, we have been so browbeat and so pushed around, really, by society that we go ahead and we do whatever anybody tells us to do. But we're growing in our awareness. We recognize that if we have to pay more for an extra seat, there are people that also should be paying an extra fee for the discomfort and for the safety, possible the compromising of safety that they bring on an airplane.
Such as?
Well, such as parents that bring children on board. There is no real reason why children should fly. There is necessity, obviously, for adults to fly because of business or medical emergencies or what have you. There's no real necessity for a child to fly. When parents bring a child on board, they bring that child onto an aircraft at the possible discomfort or disadvantage of the passengers. We all know the noise that children can make. We know that that because of their youth, it can be a very uncomfortable flight with children. Do these parents pay extra? No, they don't. Do they pay extra because this could possibly compromise the safety of the aircraft? No, they don't. We also know that people who sit by a window, who prefer the window seat, and yet are constantly getting up and crawling over the passengers to get to the center aisle so that they can go to the lavatory. This compromises the safety and possibly the comfort, certainly, and possibly the safety of people that are flying. Do those people have to pay extra? No, they don't. So you can see by those two examples I've given you, I think it's pretty clear, and I think we've made our case ironclad, that there is no reason why a Kevin Smith or any other plus-size American, overweight American, obese American should pay for another seat so long as other people are allowed to compromise the comfort and the safety of the aircraft.
Do you really think that people who bring children on board are compromising the safety of the aircraft?
I think that it's possible. I certainly know that they're compromising the comfort of the people around them. And see, this is a fee. This is a fee that's being charged to overweight people. It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that there is some problem in terms of the safety of the seat. It's a fee. You are a large person, and even if you could sit in that seat, we're charging you a fee. We believe that the fee should be also applied to others, and then we certainly can see our way clear to paying it. Barring that, there is no reason for overweight people to pay for an extra seat or to be humiliated that way so long as people are bringing their children on board. And I think that's the issue we want to go for. People sitting at the window, we recognize is very important, but we don't think it's, if I can use the word, it's not as sexy as going after people with kids. If we can go after people with kids and tell them that their children don't belong on an airplane, we'll get a little more attention for ourselves.
Okay, I'm going to go to a break, but that last thing you just said to me, you said that was very unusually candid. You're strategizing.
Oh, no, I'm not strategizing. It occurred to me as I was speaking to you that it's far more effective for us to say to parents, don't bring your kid because your kid makes me uncomfortable, and you know you don't have to fly with your kid, so don't tell me that I have to buy another seat. So if I have to buy another seat, they pay a fee for bringing the kid. And to be honest with you, it just now occurred to me.
All right, we're talking with Mr. Roland Schwinn. He's with a group called Americans Plus. And the Kevin Smith story, an interesting story from this past week. And Mr. Smith, the film director who bought or was forced to buy an extra seat or was going to buy an extra seat, I guess he didn't, because of his weight, because of his girth by Southwest Airlines. Mr. Schwinn is with Americans Plus. He doesn't think anybody who's overweight should have to pay for an extra seat. He says that it's a punitive fee just because of their size, has nothing to do with anything. And if they have to pay for an extra seat, then people who bring children on board should also pay extra because children can sacrifice comfort. Obviously, they can compromise the comfort and safety of the aircraft. So should customers with kids get hit with fees to fly instead of or in addition to the overweight? 877-876-PHIL. More with Roland Schwinn from Americans Plus. We come back. 877-876-PHIL.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
And joining me here, Roland Schwinn from Americans Plus, an organization, Mr. Schwinn, that I guess is an organization of heavy people, right?
Well, we say that we're an organization of heavy set, obese, morbidly obese people. We don't exclude anyone. There's no real requirement for membership other than the fact that you are an individual with a size issue when it comes to weight. And what we have told people, part of our organization, in our newsletter, in our seminars, really the problem is not yours. The problem is the world around us accommodates everybody else, except those of us who enjoy carrying extra weight. And a person who sits next to us on an aircraft complaining about our size. They don't understand that heavy-set people probably are better in terms of personal hygiene than most other people. And that we will pay for an extra seat when people start paying for their kids extra a fee for bringing them on board.
Now, you're talking about they pay for the seat of the child, but you want a fee charged to parents who bring their kids.
Exactly, because that's what they're doing to us because of our size. This isn't about buying another seat. This is about penalizing us because we're big. They can easily reconfigure their aircraft. They can have fewer seats. There's a lot of things they could do. But they want to penalize the people who are heavy. At the same time, they get a little bit extra money. Well, here's another way they can make money. Start to charge these parents money, extra money, a fee, when they bring their children on board, because there's no reason to have the children on board. There's no reason at all to bring children on aircraft. They don't need to fly. They are not in business. They're not, unless it's a medical emergency. It is a nuisance and again, unnecessary.
All right, Roland Schwinn with us. I want to play one more clip here from Kevin Smith and then go to some phone calls. This is Mr. Smith on his podcast. After finally leaving the flight, Mr. Smith says he gets doublespeak from Suzanne, is who he calls her, Suzanne of Southwest Airlines.
I'm looking at the desk and finally Suzanne bombs up and I'm like looking at her badge and immediately writing her name
down. Of course.
And I was just like, you know, she's I apologize.
I gotta stop it. I can't stand it.
What is the problem?
I can't take some jackass. He's a film director. He's doing his little podcast. Who's the woman?
Like I said, I think that's his wife.
I get the picture, Mr. Smith. You know, 877-876 Phil.
Why would you not listen to what Kevin Smith has to say?
Because he's dull. Because he's. Is it his wife? Okay, he's just dull. That's all. I got the idea. He didn't like the fact that they charged him. 877-876 Phil.
Well, Mr. Henry, that's an example, I think, of the prejudice. You don't want to listen to Kevin Smith because why? You say he's dull or he's overweight?
No, that's got nothing to do with his weight. I just don't want to listen to 3 minutes of this guy. I already get the picture of what the hell is wrong with him. 877-876 Phil. Here is Derek in La Mirada, California. Derek, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. I'm a parent, and this guy's analogy about saying that kids should be overcharged, and there's no reason for kids to be charging. And he's forgetting one thing. Families travel and go on vacation. So your analogy is really poor. You're telling me that I have to leave my kids home for me to travel?
Not at all. But when you travel for vacation, would you call that a necessary trip? Of course it isn't a necessary trip. You could easily drive a car or take an SUV, if you've ever seen these big Winnebagos. But that's not a necessary trip to put a child on an aircraft when you could easily for a vacation, which is not a medical emergency.
It's not delivering a necessary trip when you go on vacation and travel with your family. So you're getting
a million
dollars every year if you're telling me I'm going to be charged extra for my two kids to travel. I got a 2-year-old.
Yes, sir.
And every time my 2-year-old has an accident and diaper. Well, guess what? I got to get up and got to go to the porta potty over there and the flight and have to change their diapers so to not inconvenience people. A lot of people are being charged extra because they're invading my space. They're in two spaces.
Well, your child invades my space. Your child invades my space with her screaming and yelling and. Her screaming and her yelling bothers a lot of people. A small child, of course. And you're talking about changing a diaper. Obviously, there's the discomfort of whatever odor may come with that. There's no need to take an infant child on a vacation. What kind of vacation do you take an infant child on that she's going to remember it?
You have to get up to go to the restroom. You have to get up from your seat at any time.
I don't scream and yell and I don't defecate in my pants like a child would. I get up and go to the bathroom quietly.
Well, that's the same thing. So you tell me a baby doesn't do that. For the restroom?
A two-year-old child doesn't do that. Exactly. So why have them on an aircraft? And not to mention the discomfort from the pressure from the
airline industry charge me extra for children to fly?
Because you are causing discomfort. discomfort. You're causing discomfort to the passengers around you by having to listen to your kid and looking at you changing a diaper. I don't think it's what I call comfortable flying.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, but these people, they're in two seats. They're not in their seat. My child is controlled into my own seat.
She's not controlled. That's my point. She's not controlled. That's my point. She's yelling and screaming and defecating in a diaper so I can smell it.
Every child
comes on a plane. All right, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL.
Every child? No, just yours.
Okay, well, we don't know if that's the case. We'll be back. We'll play the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Yep, every jet stream.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And we're with Mr. Roland Schwinn from Americans Plus. Mr. Schwinn, here's one final comment from Kevin Smith, who was removed from a Southwest Airlines flight this week. And Mr. Smith is a film director, a man of some note. That's why we're speaking of him. He's directed such films as Clerks, Small Rats, Dogma. And Mr. Smith was removed because they said he was too large, he was too fat, and he needed to either pay for an extra seat or get his, you know, fat rear end off the flight. Here he is saying that someone from Southwest Airlines should be fired.
Someone's got to go, man. I'm serious. Like, and I'm sorry. I'm not one of these people. It's like, I know it's a hard economy, and people are like, how could you wish somebody's job away? You know?
Okay, there. So we don't, you know, need to hear any more, but that's him. He wants to see someone fired.
Well, again, you're reluctant to play the balance of Mr. Smith's comments. I don't understand why you don't want to do that.
Because I find him to be dull. I get the story. He's a great film director. He's not his podcasts suck. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that here's a man who has decided that he's going to take on Southwest Airlines, and you agree with him. You agree with his stance, and you agree that that overweight people should not pay extra.
No, we can pay extra, Mr. Henry, if there is going to be a consistency here. This is a civil rights issue. There are, you know, black people, the disabled. There has been this issue with the retarded, with the Sarah Palin, and homosexuals, and the heavy set are all people. The overweight are all people who cannot. I can't choose my life, and yet they charge more for me, even though I can't change who I am. And yet they don't charge someone who brings a child on board, an infant that is going to scream during the first 8 minutes of flight, is going to scream every time it needs its diaper changed or needs to have something wiped or some food, and it's screaming and making my life very uncomfortable there.
Well, hold on, before we go to another call, overweight people can't change, you can't help being overweight?
No, I cannot, any more than a black person can.
You can't lose weight. Black people can't change their color, homosexuals can't change their orientation, a disabled person is disabled. You can't change your weight?
Mr. Henry, and we've debated this many, many times in a lot of different forms, far more challenging than this one. I don't mean any offense by that. And let me tell you what I'm saying. The fact is, I cannot lose weight. This is who I am.
You could very well lose weight.
No, I could not lose weight in any way that would assure my existence. I would lose weight. I would become depressed. There's a good chance of suicide, to be quite honest with you. So if I'm essentially a dead man at any other weight, then this is the weight I need to be.
You are a dead man because you say you would commit suicide because you're not comfortable at any other weight, but all of that is through choice.
No, it is not through choice. It's not any more of a choice for me to lose weight and become suicidal and take my own life than it is for you to take, if you forgive me, Mr. Henry, for you to take a saw and castrate yourself and then say, but I can choose to live. No, you can't.
Well, what are you talking about, man? What kind of bizarre thing? What does that mean?
It means that you, if you castrated yourself, wouldn't you commit suicide?
You know what? I don't answer that question. I think it's a very bizarre and very strange comparison that you just made. And I don't want to go there, all right? 877, a guy takes a saw and castrates himself.
And then decides that he's going to live? I don't think so.
All right, 877. That is a very irrelevant and bizarre comparison, sir. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on a Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about Kevin Smith and overweight people on airplanes and airliners. And Mr. Schwinn with us here is talking about the fact that, you know, if you're going to charge overweight people more money, charge parents more money for bringing their kids on board. Here is John, and you're on the Phil Hendry Show. John, with Mr. Schwinn. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I think you took a lot of the wind out of my sails, but I think this guy is pretty ridiculous. I mean, as far as I know, babies can't help, you know, going in their diaper and crying. This guy can help being overweight, and I think it's just a matter of physics and dollars. It costs a certain amount to fly a pound of whatever you're flying over the air, and why should I have
what
to pay extra?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
That's an artificial number that the airline has come up with.
No, fuel costs so much, and it costs so much to pay the pilot. It costs.
And you know what else? The baby doesn't have to fly. Why are they bringing a baby?
Because I live in Boston. If I want to take my kid to Disney World, I have to drive because you're uncomfortable?
No. I said baby, an infant baby that won't even remember. They don't even remember you, let alone Disney World.
No, but I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and so I have to leave the 1-year-old at home, or I can't take him.
A 1-year-old. What's a 1-year-old
going to do with this?
No. Wait a minute. If I make you uncomfortable, and your kid makes me uncomfortable to the point where the plane's safety is jeopardized. That's what I'm saying.
No, stop. I did not say that you made me uncomfortable. I never said that you made me uncomfortable. The point is, you should have to pay extra for a seat because that plane uses so much fuel to fly. They have to pay the crew so much. And why should they cut the seats in half because of a few people? You said they could widen the seats. If they widen the seats, they have to eliminate some seats. And now the cost is divided up by a smaller number, which is going to increase my ticket. Why should I have to pay that? Because y'all
don't understand. Why are they charging me for another seat is all I'm asking.
Because you're too big to get one. Because you're too big.
If I'm too big to fit in one, then let me fit in two.
But that's what the man's saying.
Yes,
if you're now taking up
one. You have to buy two.
Why? No, I bought one already, but they're making me fit in two. I don't want to fit in two.
Here's why, because if I want to send a package to California and the package weighs 5 pounds, and if I have another one that weighs 10 pounds, I have to pay more to send the one that weighs 10 pounds. That's exactly how it is.
Now, see, Mr. Hendry, this is very racist to this man because he's saying I'm freight now. I'm not a person. I'm freight.
No, we are all freight. We're human freight.
Wait. How's that racist?
He's calling me.
I'm not racist.
Look, baby, are you telling me that they're weighing your kid and charging you a seat for your kid by virtue of the child's weight? No, I don't think
so. I do not know that.
Well, you said you're free. You said it's weight. You said it's all about weight. The other thing is that, you're not making any sense. You say I'm not making any sense. You're not making any sense. You didn't answer my question about fat people. No, I'm not. No, I'm trying to defend fat people from being harassed as we have been for many decades. People tell us we got to buy an extra seat. People tell us.
Well, then lose weight.
Then don't bring your baby on the airplane.
No, because
most
people don't mind babies on the airplanes. Everybody was a baby
really?
At one point.
You know what? If I were you, I would take an informal poll because I think you're wrong there. Every time we hear a kid screaming and yelling. And another thing, pilots don't like it because the most critical time is the eight minutes from takeoff until they reach their flying altitude. And during that time, you've got children crying because of the air pressure in their ears. It is very nerve-wracking for a pilot. It's nerve-wracking for a pilot to listen to a kid screaming bloody murder
in the cab with the door
while he's. It pierces through. It pierces through. The noise pierces through.
This is all very speculative, Mr. Schwinn. You don't know that.
You don't know what you're talking about. I said to you, you think that people think babies on airplanes are fantastic? I don't think so.
No, I didn't say they were fantastic. People put up with babies crying. That's a part of life. Being fat
put
is
up
not
with
a necessary
it, yeah. so
part
up,
of life.
So you can put up with my fat ass. You know.
All right, let's watch the language.
I will put up with your fat ass. I will put up with you.
All we're trying to do is so that you don't treat fat people the way Nazis treated Jews. That's all we're asking.
I don't know what you mean.
Are you kidding me? What are you making the analogy between Nazis and Jews?
That's the way these people want to treat fat people, like we're Jews, and this guy and this guy's baby's a Nazi or something.
No, no, I'm not saying that. And
no, no, he ain't saying that.
I think that the AI has the right to charge you extra because you
absolutely.
Are human
free.
Just like
thank you, sir. 877-876 Phil, let's go over to Art. Art, go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, I'm enjoying your program this evening. I'm a former airline pilot. I flew for 25 years, not only commercially, but I also flew charters. And I wanted to mention one thing, and I think your caller or your guest already reiterated that the initial climb out of any airport or any field to the cruising altitude is a very critical time. And when you hear children crying and you hear them through the cockpit door, you can hear it piercing through the door, as this gentleman said.
That was what I was trying to tell you, Phil.
All right.
It does tend to distract us, and your hands get a little sweaty, because what's happening is the 8.5 minutes on the climb out is the most critical time. When you hear a baby screaming while you're holding onto the yoke of an aircraft and trying to get that aircraft to its cruising altitude, and a baby is screaming, the mental state it puts you in is a state of, I've already lost control of the plane, because that sounds like the scream of someone that's going to die. And so you sweat, and now you're praying that you don't fly into a mountain, and you may not be near any.
And are you telling me that the crying of a baby makes you feel like you're out of control?
It does. You do feel out of control, because suddenly there's a screaming baby. Your mouth gets dry. Your head begins to swirl a little bit. I don't know if you've ever seen those television programs where the camera goes in a circle. That's when your mouth gets dry and everything's going in a circle. And all you can think of are the words that Jimmy Stewart said in the Spirit of St. Louis, which the immortal, oh, God help me.
And what is that again?
Well, you're trying to think of a prayer. And the only one that comes to your mind is, oh, God help me.
And, oh, God help me what?
Are you listening to me yet?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. You're telling me a baby is crying, your mouth gets dry, things start to spin.
And I go, oh, God, help me. See, Mr. Henry...
Thank you very much for your call, sir.
Oh, yeah, okay, well...
I'm sorry, go ahead, Roland.
Mr. Henry, I don't know what that gentleman was saying, but the fact is that it is true. You're going to have an awful lot of people... an awful lot of pilots are going to be disquieted by that, is what I'm trying to say.
All right, 877-876 Phil, let's go to another phone call here. In Pensacola, Florida, we have Melissa. Melissa, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Roland Schwinn. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I think the gentleman that you're speaking to is an idiot. I think he just likes to hear himself talk right now. He's comparing the fact that he can't lose weight to somebody who... I'm sorry?
You don't understand what it's like to be the victim of civil rights abuses like this.
Okay, this is not civil rights. You're fat and you're upset because you're fat, and you're telling me that if you lose weight that you're going to die because you're not fat anymore? Is your fatness who you are? These companies
it is
are
a matter of a psychological...
Right now. These companies are in business to make money. If I have 100 seats, and you fit in 2 seats, you're going to pay for 2 seats. Otherwise, somebody who was not as large would pay me for 2 seats. It's not our fault that you choose to eat every cheeseburger that you buy. Put the cheeseburger down, grab a salad,
instead of getting on the escalator,
maybe take some stairs. This is not racist. Can you please
look
at
totally
the scary?
It's not really racist, Mr. Schwinn, yeah.
Well, you're fat, and you're upset because you have to pay for more than one seat.
This is the way the Nazis treated the Jews.
I will not accept comparison, sir, on this program. I think
The Jews were put into concentration camps.
You know what, sir? Maybe you ought to go to a concentration camp and lose a few pounds.
And then imagine how much richer you would be if you stopped eating cheeseburgers and fit one seat in an airplane.
I'm calling B'nai B'rith. I'm calling the Anti-Defamation League.
You're going to be a fat guy calling the Anti-Defamation League and saying what? I'm Jewish?
No, I'm not Jewish.
Then you're going to call the ADL and say what? I'm a fat guy and someone said that if I was in a concentration camp, I'd lose some weight?
Yes.
Go ahead, man. Melissa.
You're not making any sense at all.
I'm making plenty of sense. First of all,
as you're not making any sense because
if I lose weight, I'm going to commit suicide.
Then I know that your blood pressure and your cholesterol are an issue. So maybe the airline is doing you a favor by telling you you have to pay more, which could be motivation for you to lose some weight. So you could be so much richer if you put the cheeseburgers down and be able to sit in one seat. Imagine how much money you could save. Imagine that. And then you could start talking about civil rights and keep talking about how rich you are.
First of all, young lady, the only thing that's affecting my blood pressure right now is the fact that you won't allow me to say what I want to say.
Hey, you're saying that you're doing it if you want to go to a concentration camp, that you have one leg, you cannot compare yourself to somebody who cannot grow another leg. Somebody who has a leg amputated and is disabled cannot grow another leg. You can lose weight.
So,
you may not be able to lose a dramatic amount of weight, but you can lose weight. You
need
to catch your breath. Don't take a walk around on your cell phone while you're on the phone, lose some weight, and sit into a smaller seat. I am not being rude to people who are overweight. It is ridiculous that you're saying that you cannot lose weight. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
I can't catch my breath because this bitch won't.
Will you watch that bitch stuff? Melissa, thank you very much for your I know he used the B word. I'm so sorry. 877-876 Phil, and I'm listening to this fat guy breathing into the phone. 877-876 Phil. We'll be back with Mr. Roland Schwinn from Americans Plus. Should Kevin Smith have been humiliated by being put off of that Southwest American Southwest Airlines flight, and his feeling is no, he should not have. In fact, people with children should be paying extra because children are a safety issue. 877-876 Phil. We'll be back with Mr. Schwinn in a moment. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Oh, God.
Okay. 877-876 Phil, welcome back to our program. With me is Mr. Roland Schwinn from the organization Americans Plus, an organization, as you call it, Mr. Schwinn, of people who are heavy set, overweight, or even morbidly obese, looking to be treated as equals. Now, you sent something to another caller here a moment ago about how you feel this is a civil rights issue, that you cannot lose weight without sacrificing your life.
The proof, Mr. Henry, is quite simply, as I said.
No, I don't want to go into the whole analogy you used about, well, if you took a saw and you castrated yourself. Let's say, for instance, that what you're saying is right. You are asking for an entire airline, entire airline industry, to reconfigure its aircraft so that heavy people will be accommodated.
And without question, and this has been done many times, the disabilities. We have, right now, today I was reading a story about Sarah Palin's child or Sarah Palin's grandchild, I forget who it is, and the child is being talked about, and everyone feels sorry for the kid, and that child will grow up, he'll have a toilet that's higher off the ground, he'll have a ramp, he'll have letters written out extra big, but so he'll have everything smooth for him. The way will be smooth. But the people who are size challenged, if you will, we have to listen to a baby screaming, and that parent doesn't pay extra, but we are humiliated by being strapped into two seats at double the cost. No. This will not stand. This will not stand.
877-876 Phil.
Well, your silence there was almost you almost seemed bemused, or you're mocking me.
No, sir, you have a floral way, shall we say, of communicating yourself. Here is Jim on the Phil Henry Show with Roland Schwinn. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I've I've called the airline that once a child reaches the age of two, they have to have their own seat. So I'm assuming that once a child is too large to fit comfortably and not take up too much space while sitting on their parent's lap, they have to have their own seat. So I feel that if a person is large enough where they're spilling over onto my seat, they should have to pay for two seats. It's the same principle. When my child is too big to sit on my lap and occupy one space, I have to pay for another. It's as simple as that.
Yes,
as
right.
As far as the children crying.
Your child is loud. Loud and screaming and everything.
Okay, wait, ready? Hold on. Let me say this? All right, go, look at the movies and every cliche. All right, I'm stuck in between two fat people on the plane, or I hear the baby crying. Well, guess what? If I'm stuck in between two large people and they're both sleeping, there's nothing I can do about it. Guess what? If the baby's crying, I throw on my headphones and now I don't hear the baby anymore. It's as simple as that.
You don't hear the baby, but the pilot does, and that endangers the safety.
I don't want to hear that. Guess what? The pilot's a professional.
Come on, man.
The pilot
come on.
Is professional. He should be able to deal with
the pilot hears a baby screaming, and the next thing you're going to see out your window is just mountain and canyon going by at a very rapid clip.
Phil Hendry.